Howdy do, buggeroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Tuesday. It is the 15th of September. As promised, today's show cruises into your feed a little bit later than usual because we have a whole bunch of stuff to discuss. And with me today, occasionally you will hear me refer to them as the Dream Team. I also have Team Nightmare. Team Nightmare is with me today. It's cool. They're the ones that came up with the name. I have Charlotte Henry today. Hi, Charlotte.
Good evening. Good afternoon. Yes. a lot. We're processing a lot, but it's exciting times.
It really is. Also with me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, you know, I kind of had a nightmare last night, so this is perfect.
All right.
You know what it was? I was being chased by Cthulhu.
We've got two
There's
and a half months
to discuss.
Yeah. We've got 3.5 months of 2020 left, so I'm just going to say that may be more premonition than nightmare. So sleep well tonight, my friend.
Well, speaking of that, like,
nice.
if my nightmare comes true, you can call me Nostradamus.
Okay.
Or because of another reason.
Yes.
So nice. I ended up correctly predicting the Apple Watch SE name.
Yes. Yes, you did.
Although, like, I don't give myself too much credit because, you know, they already use the SE name. So.
Well, but never for a watch. And
right.
So tell us a little bit about this new watch, Andrew, because this is a thing. This is one of the things that we sort of thought might happen. And it did. Well, we knew there'd be new watches. That was sort of a given. But this SE was kind of an unknown factor, I suppose. Like, it was kicked around as maybe this is a thing that they're doing. So now that we know that the Andrew Watch SE is real, what exactly does that mean?
So I'm actually, like, I don't have the Apple Watch page in front of me right now. But I'm kind of as confused as you were. So the Apple Watch SE kind of seems like, is it the Apple Watch Series 5 or something in between the Series 5 and the Series 6?
Mm-hmm.
But it is affordable. Like, we got that part right.
Oh, yeah. It looks really nice. So the Apple
it's
Watch.
It's very much the vibe of the second iPhone SE, isn't it? Slightly
yes.
older body, but all the insides are very new.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the vibe, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, it's going to have watchOS 7. It says it's 30% larger than the Series 3.
Well, that's because it's the
display.
I think it's the new size because between the Series 3 and the Series 4 is when the size changed. Because the reason I upgraded to a 4 was because I got those two extra millimeters. That's not 30%, but
okay.
that was part of the reason that when I pulled the trigger on the upgrade, that's why I pulled the trigger on the upgrade. So
okay, so a bigger body, mm-hmm. but the page right here says it does have the S5 system and package and dual core processor.
Mm-hmm.
So an S5 and an S3 body, I think. Is that right?
Let me see. Well, I'm looking at the compare all models right now. So let me get that open up here. So Series 3 is the original size, the 38 or the 42. The SE comes in the new sizes, 44 and 40. And then the Retina display, it says, is 30% larger than Series 3, which is the same thing it says about the Series 6. They're all 50-meter water-resistant and swim-proof.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. The high and low heart rate comes with both of them. Irregular heart rhythm, emergency SOS. Fall detection is on the SE, but not the 3. The altimeter is on all three of them. If the altimeter comes to Series 3, that means that I can have it too. But the always on comes with the SE and the 6. And the SE will also support family setup on GPS and cellular models.
Yeah, that was a cool new feature.
Yeah, I'm kind of loving family setup. Like, I just want to talk about it for a second because
this is a thing a lot of
people are really interested in. Yes, Charlotte.
Yeah. No, I'm jumping in because I don't like it.
Family setup?
So, like, I can't think of anything that would have upset me more as a teenager than having a cool device and it allowed my mom and dad to monitor me where I was.
On the one hand, that's true. No. If you were a teenager, yes. For much younger kids, I think, maybe. This,
yeah.
Like, before you could, basically before you could drive, right? So people who can drive, maybe this isn't as big a deal, you know, for them. Well, because there comes a point when, you know, at the back end where maybe you don't drive anymore. And those are also, those people are also a huge market for Apple Watch, because I remember fall detection being announced at the Apple Watch event for Series 4, where your watch will notify somebody else, like if it detects that you have fallen down. And I remember my Twitter timeline melting down with, guess what my mom, dad, grandmom, granddad is getting for Christmas this year, because now I can help monitor them. And then, like, the automatic emergency phone calls, like, now I will feel better that my parents are living independently, because, like, I have this safety net for them. So that's why I think the family setup thing is great.
That I get. What I don't... So, look, I think it is great, and I think it will prove very popular and very useful to lots of people.
Yes.
I find it a bit disorientating. Like, I don't really like the idea of kids running around with Apple Watches on their wrists, but maybe I'm just old-fashioned.
You're old-fashioned.
Thank maybe you, Andrew.
I mean, like... I didn't even think of teenagers when they were announcing this. Like,
no, as either.
Whoever was specifically said, it's for, you know, kids. And they did also mention the older folks.
Mm-hmm. I mean, let's cynical Charlotte here. Look, it's just getting people into the Apple ecosystem at an ever younger age, isn't it?
Or older. I mean, yeah.
Well, it's, but the not to be... So, like, the people who get an Apple Watch when they're 8 or 9 are probably going to get Apple devices for the rest of their lives.
Yes.
And and that, we hope, is many years.
Yes.
So,
and the way you do that is by doubling down on Apple Health's features, so that you're around forever to continue to buy products. And that includes Fitness Plus.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. This is almost like we planned this show. That was so smooth.
Well, it's less smooth when we take a second and talk about how smooth it was. But let's talk for a minute about Fitness One, because holy wow. Like, we've heard that Apple keep, you know, we've heard Apple continue to say, we're doubling down on health. We're doubling down on health. We take health really seriously. It turns out what they take seriously is Peloton. Like, that's kind of what I got from this.
Apple has invented kind of a mix of Peloton and yoga with Adrian on YouTube. Mm-hmm. No, I'm being cynical. This is actually... It's a genuinely impressive offer. It's Fitness Plus. It is a variety of fitness classes, offerings. It's a subscription service, of course, which we'll discuss a little bit more in a sec.
Yes.
It's, you know, trainers that you know, that people will presumably get to know in the way, as you say, they do with Peloton. There seems to be a variety of classes and abilities. It didn't have that kind of scariness of joining a Peloton class.
Yeah,
I mean, let's also be blunt. Apple's realized lots of people are not going back to the gym for a while. This is our moment now. I suspect they would have released the Apple would have released this product anyway. This product was coming. It has been months, potentially even years. You don't create this body of content overnight or even in 3 to 6 months, but it's very timely. I suspect it's another thing that's going to prove very popular. It is, again, tying people into the Apple ecosystem, because now they don't even need to buy a Peloton, because they bought they can do loads of Apple stuff. I think it's seriously impressive. You know, you can use the classes. It's focused around the Apple Watch for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
So, you know, completing the rings.
Closing
those rings. But also works with iPad and Mac, and you kind of has that continuity across devices, which I think people really like. I saw yoga mentioned. I saw more
rowing.
Yeah. There was all sorts of other cardio equipment. Classes. Like, yeah. It basically, if you can buy some kettlebells on Amazon, this thing is for you. And I think there's a lot to be said for that.
Yeah, they did point out equipment, which I really liked. You can have, I think what they actually showed was a treadmill and a bike and a rowing machine and then dumbbells. And one of the things they pointed out was like some of the workouts will take like a set of dumbbells and most of them take no equipment at all. Yeah, I thought that was awesome.
None of that's Apple branded stuff, right, though, is it?
Not yet.
Yeah, that's what I liked about it, you know, because as Charlotte said, speaking of people not being able to go to the gym, some of us may not have any equipment at home, mm-hmm, unless you're going to be those people that are like just lifting heavy chairs or desks up and down.
Yeah,
they mentioned there's a lot of content that it's just body weight. You don't need anything, and I think that's great.
Yeah, I was really impressed with the variety of those like equipment-free workouts.
Yeah, and it did things like kind of incorporated the trend for mindfulness with some mind, they talked about mindful warm downs, and there's a lot going on. It's, look, we only got to see a very quick clip of it. I have to say, one thing I did like about this event is it was very timely.
In so many ways.
But it was very slick, it was very quick, it was, you know, been in gone in an hour, which was really good. And so things like Fitness Plus are going to take a little bit of time to explore, but I think there is a lot to be quite excited about that.
One thing I do want to mention about Fitness Plus was when they announced the pricing for it, the pricing was $80 a year, I think was how that came out US, and that was really impressive to me.
Yeah,
like
not very expensive
for a year long gym subscription. Like find me a gym you can access for $80 a year, because like that's not a thing. However, you can maybe
$15 a month.
Exactly. So yeah, I was thinking like there are people who pay $80 a month to go to a gym, and this is $80 for a year. So one of the other ways that you can get into Fitness Plus is if you sign up for Apple One. So this was this is where Charlotte takes her victory lap.
Ish. I think Mark Gurman is almost taking a victory lap. We heard it via him.
Yes.
What was it? It was a few weeks ago.
But your headline was Ready Apple One. Which is why you get the victory lap anyway.
Thank you. I do remain obviously pathetically proud of that.
It's not pathetic. Just own it, my friend.
Apple One that we heard about and was announced is not the Apple One I expected to be announced.
Yeah.
So we heard about a service that was going to be Apple Music plus stuff. Mm-hmm. Maybe 4 or 5 tiers. It's actually a lot simpler, and it's a lot more based around iCloud, which I found really, really, really interesting. So there's just 3 options. Mm-hmm. Individual, which is Apple Music, Apple TV Plus, Apple Arcade, and 50 gigas of iCloud.
Yep.
The family version of that gives you 200 gigabytes of iCloud and just costs $19.95, and that can be shared up to 6 family members. And the one where I started typing in my bank details is called Premier. It's called Premier. It includes Music, TV Plus, Apple Arcade, Apple News Plus, Apple Fitness, 2 terabytes of iCloud storage, and is a mere $29.95 a month. Mm-hmm. And that can also be shared up with 6 family members.
Yeah, that automatically comes with the sharing.
I appreciate there's lots of different use cases where that doesn't work as much. For me, that is an instance of shut up and take my money.
Yeah.
You're basically at that point probably saving me money.
That's probably true. I actually was trying to kind of do some back of the envelope math. I don't know, Andrew, where you fell on this, but I sort of like, I personally am still up in the air on TV Plus. I don't know if that makes sense for me to be subscribed to. But I was thinking, like, I'm already paying, I think, $1 a month or $2 a month for the iCloud storage that I need, and I'm not in need of any more than that. I don't care about Arcade. I would really like News Plus and Fitness Plus. So I kind of have to pencil out, like, if this is a thing that's going to actually work for me on paper to go to the Premier plan, because it's not available everywhere. That's the other thing. Like at launch, it's not available in all countries yet, the Premier plan. And so I was kind of looking at this and trying to figure out, like, am I better off just sort of paying for Fitness Plus and then using the services I have and see kind of where things fall later? I don't know. Andrew, how about you?
Well, see, if only they had maybe done as we, or at least as I was hoping, a choose your own type of bundle. Mm-hmm. But then here's me being cynical. How would they upsell you on anything?
Right, exactly. But I do feel bad that News Plus is still being held back in the highest tier. I sort of wanted them to make that more easily available.
Yeah. I wanted a middle tier with News Plus. I think you have to give Apple some credit for this, for simplicity.
Oh, yeah. Like I am impressed with that. Yeah.
This could have been a mess.
A disaster. No. Yeah.
And it really, really isn't. It's really, really slick.
Yeah.
I think it's very impressive to chuck a brand new service in there with Fitness Plus.
Yeah.
They could have, you know, just had that as a separate thing, because it's not really content in the way we think of music and TV Plus.
It's
not, and also I thought, and the thing that really impresses me is the iCloud inclusion, because I thought iCloud was going to be totally separate and you were going to have to pay a shed load more money to get any level of iCloud storage. So
I do like that.
I have to say, I think there's a lot to be impressed with in this bundle.
Where I wasn't sure where I would fit into this, because at first I thought, well, maybe I'll just start with the individual plan. However, that only comes with 50 gigs of iCloud, and I'm already paying for 200 gigs.
Yep.
So I wasn't sure which one would I get stuck with.
Exactly.
Yeah, the only misnomer I think here is calling it family, because I don't think Andrew is such an outlier that 50 gigabytes is a bit small, but he doesn't really need to share it with anyone.
Right.
Yeah.
That's also my position. I'm paying for the 200 and I'm very comfortable in my 200 gig. It's fine.
And that's what I have. But I suspect we're not particularly outliers in this. So probably that's the bit of genius where Apple is selling me a lot more storage than I need. Because I would like it. This launches in the UK. I assume it's basically going to be the same price, because they normally do pounds for dollars. And I think it's all quite interesting. I've just gone into the kind of the small print on this, and it says the Apple One individual plan offers a saving of over $6 a month, while the family plan offers a saving of over $8 a month, and the premier plan offers savings of over $25 per month based on standard monthly pricing.
Okay.
So if it's over $25 a month, that's, I mean, it's not 50%, because it's 20, like, it's just under 50%, isn't it, that you're saving?
Yeah.
It's basically, it's kind of, you're getting $50 worth of services basically for $30.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we'll have breakdowns on how all this works, like the mechanics of it, over at MacObserver.com. You'll be able to find out more as we dig into this and, you know, charge into all of the pricing and loopholes and how does this work and what about people like Andrew and I and Charlotte that are paying for extra storage. So as we find these things out, we will let you know, because we definitely will want to know about that.
I'm seeing as well that Apple Card users can get 3% cash back as well, which I think will appeal to people.
Oh, I didn't see that. Nice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they didn't even really talk about Apple Card today, but yeah. we did notice, like I did see on a couple of pages afterward that it does show up. It's so weird that we're basically at the end of the show, but I can't let the rest of the show go without the iPad updates.
Oh,
holy
yeah.
mama. Yes. We got some serious updates to the iPad and to the iPad Air. So both of these look awesome. They come in colors. That's one thing we didn't talk about with the watch, with the Series 6 watch. There's a blue and a red now. The new iPad colors, iPad Air. The new iPad Air comes in a variety of colors. It comes in the silver and the black that we know. It comes in blue and kind of a light green, and I believe also rose gold. It also comes in, so that looked
but
nice.
Can we also talk about the Touch ID and the power button?
Can we talk about Touch ID and the power button? Because I certainly talked about it when they mentioned that we've revolutionized Touch ID and now it's in the power button. And I did shout about that, to be fair. to be completely honest, I did go, wait a minute, what? Yeah, like at my television as I was watching it on the Apple TV.
So the eighth generation iPad has an A12 Bionic chip in it.
Yep.
Well, I believe, is it A? Yeah, it's the A14 in the iPad Air. And it's all coming, isn't it, with iOS 14, which along with iOS 14, did I hear watchOS 7?
Yep.
It's all arriving, the latest version of TVS is all arriving tomorrow.
Yes, all of that comes tomorrow. Yeah, the Touch ID.
Andy can finally have some stable versions of operating systems on his devices. Yes,
two-thirds of his hardware will calm down a little. One thing I did notice, and forgive me, I didn't notice this on the previous iteration of the Air, is that there is no headphone jack on this one. They didn't really talk about it. But also, the biggest thing about the new Air, aside from color, is that it now has the iPad Pro shape, where it's got the square edges, the chamfered edges, I don't know, whatever it's called, that iPhone 5 styling. That's what it's got, where it's got like a 90-degree edge, and that the metal on the back is the part that's color. It works with the new Apple Pencil, and the iPad Air, gosh, I don't even, let me check the pricing on that one, because I don't even remember what it started at.
Let me see.
Let's see. It was the 64 gig is $599, and obviously it's a little bit more if you do the cellular. It's $729, and that's for like I said, that's the 64 gig. The 256 is $749 and $879 if you want cellular. The new regular iPad is it also got a nice update. It's been nudged to the A12, and again runs everything else, uses Apple Pencil, everything else. The regular iPad starts at $329. That's a 32 gigabyte device, and $459 with cellular. And you can only get 32 or 128. The 128 is $429 and $559 for cellular. So I definitely want to hear about everybody's buying decisions. If you are in the market for a new iPad, I don't think I was until I saw the new Air. I really liked the Pro, but I feel like I'm getting all the stuff I wanted out of the Pro in this new Air, like for myself. So
yeah.
Like,
weird how the Pro fits in, because aside from Face ID and I think the ProMotion display.
Yeah.
There's really not much difference now.
Because they brought the Neural Engine, and they brought another thing that I'm forgetting right now, because we whipped through a lot of stuff in that hour. We got all those things coming to the Air. And so I'm very excited about what the Air looks like. And this almost, like, I hate to be that person who already starts looking ahead, but like, I really wonder how the next generation of Pro is going to leapfrog these to continue to be the top of the line device.
Kelly,
that's what I want to know.
Bad Kelly.
I'm done. That was all. Because like I said, if I want to be in the market for a new iPad, because I want the new Air, and I think it looks super cool. I really like it. I like the colors. I like the new Apple Pencil. It's, you know, it uses the one that charges on the side, not out the bottom.
Yeah.
You know, and
oh yeah, that was dumb.
Yeah. Guess what? I still have the last Lightning connector Air, and I'm here to Pro, the last iPad Pro that was a Lightning connector, and I'm here to tell you, it's still dumb. In the year of our Lord 2020, charging your pencil out the bottom of your iPad is still stupid. Yeah. Thank you. That is all.
So I think you're about to tell me that we're done, but I just want to think out loud about whether if I want an Apple Watch SE or not.
Well, it's the same size, so aesthetic is the same regardless, unless what you want is red or blue. And honestly, I think I would lean toward one of the colors in the blue in the SE I were to upgrade.
One doesn't do red.
I was leaning toward the blue personally. If I was going to get one, it'd be the blue. I love the blue.
I'm interested by the price point because it's not so cheap that it makes you go, oh, I might as well buy this instead of a Garmin or a Fitbit.
Right.
And that's what's true. Left me slightly disappointed. Now, I didn't think it would be $150 or pounds.
Right.
Because they're going to always pack higher quality materials and higher quality features. That's not going to be possible. But I was hoping it was maybe going to be $199.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm a bit underwhelmed just because of the price point. I think there's a lot in there. Mm-hmm. Like the feature set is really impressive, and because of that, it's quite a high price. But I wondered if they could have made a better compromise. Even $249, you're kind of thinking, "Ooh, tempting."
That was where I thought it would come in if we were going to get the SE. Probably, that I thought really it would be $250, just because we get the other. Yeah. We normally get the other one at $400. So I thought
that would have been I think it's $100/pounds too expensive. I mean, I think it's $100 too much for you not to have a decision to make, if you see what I mean.
Yeah. I think it's even, I think it comes in at $30 too much. Like, I think at $250, a lot of people would think a lot less about it. At $280, it's real close to $300. And if I'm going to pay $300, why wouldn't I just pay $399 and get a Series 6? You know, but I do see why, like, the thing I don't get in the lineup decision is why they're continuing with the Series 3 at $199. And maybe that's why the SE is $279 to differentiate it even further from the $200 Series 3.
The price point slightly confused me because a $199 Apple Watch 3 is not that compelling to me.
No. It shouldn't be. That's a smart decision.
Whereas
you are correct not to be compelled. Yeah.
Whereas the feature set of the SE is compelling.
Yeah.
But like you said, it's probably at least $50 too much.
Yeah,
it's an interesting one. Whatever, they're going to sell a bajillion.
They're going to sell a bajillion of one of one and a squillion of the other. So, you know, give or take. So that's going to do it for us today. You will definitely hear more about all of this soon. I feel like I would be neglectful if I didn't also mention they did take a second to talk about the new watch bands. The new watch bands are awesome. Hi, John. But that's going to do it for us today. We definitely want to hear about what your buying decisions are going to be, or if you are putting things on Christmas lists, or if this whole thing made you roll your eyes. I know we've already gotten emails at this address about the event today, and I look forward to more, especially from you. Observations@macobserver.com. That's how you can get a hold of us. You can also get us at TMO Daily on Twitter or by leaving comments in the show notes. I definitely want to get your emails. I want to find out what y'all are buying and what you're all interested in. And that's going to do it for us today. We're a little bit long because we had a whole lot of stuff to talk about and we still didn't even cover everything. So expect to hear more about it tomorrow. Expect to hear more about it tomorrow as well. Thank you both for being here. I love when Team Nightmare comes by to talk to me about Apple things. Charlotte Henry, thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you for letting us be a nightmare.
And Andrew Orr, as always, it's such a pleasure to have you here with me.
Yes, thanks for having me. Now I'm going to go write my fingers off.
You can expect a steady stream of content updates from everyone here at Mac Observer. And you can hear me later on Chuck Joyner's Mac Voices episode about the Apple event aftermath. I will talk to you a little bit more about it there. And until then, I will talk to everyone else tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other and let's be careful out there.